15, Vicar Pond Path to the Car Park. The final item on my table, a pair of gardening gloves, was taken by Irina, a Romanian woman. She came from a fishing family, her grandfather catching sturgeon in the Black Sea and making good money, as the Romanian state set up a company that exported the food of the billionaires, fresh wild black beluga caviar. But when sturgeon stocks fell, a fishing ban was imposed, and the caviar industry moved elsewhere. Her father carried on as a fisherman, there being little else to do. And when he came back from market, he was always disappointed with the money he had in his pocket. She told me she likes to walk along here and see the fishermen, with their equipment spread out around them and their boxes of bait, that it reminds her of where she came from, even though it's very different, even though there's no fish market. But the fish and chip shop on Mansfield Road is called Pisces, and she was born on February the 29th, so that makes her smile too, even though she really only gets to have a proper birthday every 4 years, 9 in all so far. A Piscean, she told me, knows things from deep within and can often judge whether a person or situation is good or bad. And she's happy here. And Vicar Pond has been shaped by fish, just like Irina's childhood. This all used to be part of Clipston Park, a royal hunting ground back in the time of Robin Hood, with the lodge at King's Clipston being used by King John. The river that flows from the Mourne used to be called Warmbrook, like the woods to your right. But by the early 1800s, it was known as Vicar Water. It was around 1870 that the 5th Duke of Portland dammed Vicar Water to create Vicar Pond, stocking it with trout to use as a fishery to supply the lakes at his home in Welbeck Abbey. He was the one that built the incredible tunnels and underground rooms from the hundreds of oak trees that his father had planted, and which will one day, surely, become another reason for tourists to come to this area. But the life of the tunnelling Duke is another story for another day. It was the 6th Duke of Portland who leased land around Vicar Pond to the Bolsover Colliery Company. And once the coal started coming to the surface in the early 1920s, the village of New Clipston was built. By then, this had also become a place of leisure, with roped-off sections for swimming, marquees for changing in, and a thatched boathouse. But around the pond, the landscape changed, paying the price for energy, profit, jobs and community, as dark and ominous spoil heaps replaced the rolling grassland and heather. All these different things, all these different forces that make a place, that create a space for lives to intersect, to weave in and out of each other. Water, fish, war, coal. Irina's husband isn't bothered about fishing and installs window blinds for a job. He sees the inside of so many people's houses, she said. And he tells me how they are all very different, but also all the same. Their son is at Garibaldi School and is doing very well. He wants to be a doctor, not a fisherman, or someone who installs blinds. We are very ambitious for our children, she told me. But who knows what kind of jobs will be needed in the future, when everything seems to be changing so fast. When you look at that water, you can only see the surface, not what lies below, the world that's down there, with its own rules and rhythms. With the fishermen sat there, trying to penetrate its secrets, throwing their lines into it to see what comes up, carefully looking at what they've found, holding it in their hands, feeling its weight, and then throwing it back in again. If only we could do that with the past, with all those lives and stories that are out there. Reel them in, feel their warmth and knowledge, and then throw them back again. Water, fish, war, and coal. And people, of course, always the people who strive to make sense of it all, to fill their time here in the best way they can, with their dancing and lidos and boating clubs, their Christmas teas and sack races. I asked my daughter what I should say at the end of this walk, and she told me about a woman called Doreen Massey, and how she talked about places being less about roots, as in the roots of trees, and more about roots, as in Route 66. That a place, any place, is just a meeting ground where people and things are thrown together, an ever-swirling mass of possibilities responding to what is happening elsewhere, like a war or a need for energy in its own unique way. Because each place always has its own special makeup, which might be natural, like forests or coal reserves. Or they might be human. Rituals, traditions, religion, culture, politics. And that what has happened yesterday, or 1,000 years ago, is always acting on what a place might mean, what it might be. That all these things are always in conversation with each other, helping to mould things into certain patterns. And that when you arrive in a new place, you become part of the collection of interwoven stories of which that place is made. So that everything that happens, everyone that's here, is adding to the kaleidoscope of place. And I thought, yes, that sounds about right to me. I should let you walk on now with your own thoughts. This path will lead you straight back to the car park we started in. You'll see the signs for the Vicar Water Visitors Centre, and if Rumbles is open, then you should go in for a cup of tea and a piece of cake, where we'll say our goodbyes. If it's closed, then find a place to sit near the Visitors Centre and go to the next and final track.